I thought you read that. I thought you weren't meddling. I thought you and I were not supposed to be eggheads. Have really knocked him over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a great quote, though. A great quote. And but I was really delighted with the whole thing. Oh, that's right. Well, also, your demeanor was so good. I mean, you smile at him and then go on and then stick in the night, which was good. I was just delighted. And of course, on this with Rowan on the international monetary thing, you're putting it in the context of what you're really trying to do is support the Smithsonian Agreement. You're absolutely right, because when we set up the bands or whatever they call them, the rest, we did have, as you remember, a commitment that we would try to support the dollar, you recall, and all that sort of stuff. And
yes,
we sure did, because that was part of the things we were talking about. And also on the economy to turn that around, and Vietnam, I think to just lay it right out that by going on Vietnam, it's a question of we have really virtually ended American involvement, except of course the necessary support on the bombing side, and that therefore is an issue. It's not going to be an issue except unless we want to surrender. Also the point that in regard to negotiation, the government continues to say that he's going to surrender. In effect, how the hell are they going to negotiate? Anyway, I thought it was great. I'm in Camp David, you know, and I had a good set here. I got on Baltimore Station, just perfect. I had a great picture. I think incidentally, just I've never worn a sort of a striped suit myself, but I think that delicate stripe in your suit is very good. It, I don't know whether you've done that deliberately or not, but yeah. Well, it gives more. You know, but quite as it makes the individual not look quite as drab and routine, and yet it doesn't look you know, like a sort of flamboyant. It's a very good looking suit. It's a small matter, but yeah. Oh, that thing about yeah. Well, I'm a. And so I could ask you one thing. Trisha got a letter from Bruce Smathers saying that several people had talked to her father, you know, at lower levels with regards to kind of it, that he was just suggesting that his father would be glad to do something if I called him. He is one that I'd be very glad to call if he would like for me to, you know, check with him. Yeah, I see. Yeah. I think that what I'll do is I'll wait till tomorrow and I'll just call him and say that I don't know what it's about, but if he could help you on this, I would appreciate it and do it publicly. Don't you think I should? And, yeah. Okay, John. Thanks a lot.